saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salin, and I would gratefully appreciate it if you'd like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Get me over that 5,000 like hump. I seem to be stuck at 5 short. I have on the incredible Sherilyn Lebon, so we can talk some politics. I am so eager to hear what she has to say about what's been going on. Sherilyn is co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. She's got a huge resume, and I will let you just find her at Harley Lebon on Twitter, or just Google her name and get more information. Welcome back to the show, Sherilyn.
Always great to be with you, Bruce.
Well, it's my pleasure and honor to share this time with you. I was saying to you on the break that a Chinese curse is may you live in interesting times. I think we are in the middle of that curse. Whatever side of the political spectrum you're on, you can't help but be at least intrigued, scared, or excited by all the news, depending, again, on your point of view. I'd love your take on it. You didn't hear me rant in segment one, so you have full permission of mine if you want to rant. And then I'd also love to talk about how you think this affects our kids, mostly our older kids, young adults, because I know when the Nixon thing broke, it certainly had a gigantic effect on my generation. So what's on your mind today, literally?
Well, the three scandals that we're talking about is obviously is Benghazi, which more and more comes to light, and I don't see how any American cannot be troubled by what they're seeing. And then, of course, the other situation, and they're all at, I think, the same level, which is all awful, right? And I think cuts to the core of liberty and freedom and all sorts of things. So the second one is this IRS situation, where now the IRS has in fact admitted that they targeted conservative groups.
And today, as you probably well know, the head of the IRS resigned, so that's like the little token punishment. Let's throw him under the bus, though we have yet to know really why this happened.
Right.
And he was going to resign. He was quitting in June anyway, so it's totally token.
He was acting.
Right, exactly.
So his time was coming up.
This resignation, as if it's meaningful, as if they're doing anything, is meaningless. But continue.
Right. So, and it's targeted conservative groups, which had the name Patriot, Tea Party, Constitution. And then the third, which has emerged, is the situation with the AP being asked to release their information. So AP reporters being asked to release their information, which, again, kind of goes against the grain of the First Amendment and the shield laws, which means that reporters and journalists are protected.
And particularly their sources. What source is ever going to reveal anything if this is kind of thing is rampant?
So all of these things are sort of converging at once. And there's one, the Benghazi situation, I think is very troubling because four lives were lost. And these families are still waiting for an answer. And last week was the hearing, which more was divulged. The top-ranking civil servant, or I should say the top-ranking diplomat over in Libya testified and said that, well, we were told that special forces should stand down, and that here the people were at, Americans were at the embassy with basically no protection. And there was more rehashing of the whole Susan Rice blaming it on the video type situation. So there's been lots of fingers being
pointed. Are you aware of the fact that Stephen Hicks was demoted for raising these questions?
And now
Susan Rice is being potentially promoted.
For being
part of the cover-up.
One was demoted and one was promoted.
Right. So, and Hillary is still being talked about as a potential candidate when she didn't even call back the now new head of the embassy when she learned that Mr. Stevens, I believe is his last name, was killed. She doesn't even call back to follow up what's going on. And then pretends outrage the one time she appears in front of the Congress. It is so outrageous to me that anybody, that she's the most political, powerful and popular political figure in our country. What does that say? What is it saying to our children? putting up someone that lies.
What I wanted to segue into is that I think this is pretty profound for our children, because, you know, our children, as well as the rest of Americans, entrust our government to, particularly when lives have been lost, to tell the American people the truth and to be forthcoming. And the whole idea of a cover-up or not being forthcoming with information just does not send a good message to our children, that it's okay to not be forthcoming and to not be fully truthful, particularly when lives have been lost.
As is the case, what seems to be almost incontrovertible with Benghazi, or to cover things up for personal gain.
Exactly.
Their job is the national interest.
Right. And these were hardworking Americans. I mean, these were faithful servants. The ambassador served his country, as well as the Marines, protecting him and protecting the embassy. And so I just think it sends really just a very, the wrong signal and sets the wrong example for our children. And with respect to the IRS, again, similar situation, that the IRS is supposed to be serving all Americans. And the fact that it's been divulged that groups, for example, seems as though their paperwork just sat on some IRS examiner's desk and the paperwork just didn't move. Or, even more troubling, Bruce, is that people were asked very specific probing questions, which just go beyond the pale of a normal IRS sort of a tax matter.
Yes, give us your
donors. Who are their donors?
Who are their donors? I mean, unbelievable.
Who's involved in the organization? I mean, these are things that just should not be asked when someone is applying for a 501c3 tax status. This is just not necessary. So it's very troubling on a number of levels. And then again, the third one, the whole thing with the AP situation. What about those kids that want to grow up and be reporters and journalists? Why would you want to be one if you think that the government is going to ask you for your sources? This just hinders you in being able to do your job.
It endangers the sources. I mean, it is literally like how they controlled the press in the Soviet Union, how they control the press in all dictator-run countries.
In North Korea.
Right, right. If you don't do what they want you to do, you're killed, tortured, imprisoned. So nobody will speak the truth. And this sort of thing, if it were really prevalent, would have the same effect. I don't believe... The irony to me is, of the three, there actually might be some legitimacy behind the AP scandal, if indeed there were some leaks that related to terrorist activities. And the irony is, for me, it is the weakest of the three as far as its profound and ultimate impact on our country. But it's also ironic that it's the only one that finally got the liberal press that's been, you know, in Obama's court blindly supporting him to wake up, this affects me, so now I care.
Right. All of a sudden, now they care.
And now they're reporting a little bit about it.
A little bit.
It's unbelievable. Well, I think they're going to... This is a landslide. This is a landslide. This is just going to mushroom.
It is.
So what are your predictions? What's going to happen?
Well, I must say, I think there are certain members of Congress doing the Benghazi oversight hearings who've done a yeoman's job. That would be Jason Kafritz from Utah, the Congressman Trey, I don't know his last name, I think it starts with a G. He's from South Carolina, who's a former prosecutor. I mean, if you watched him during the hearing, he really was cutting to the core with some of those questions. Daryl Issa has been very good.
I really think,
although they've been belittled in the press and made fun of by the other side of the aisle, these three gentlemen have really stayed with it and have really tried to get to the bottom of the situation of the Benghazi scandal. And I really think they are to be commended. They have really done the yeoman's job on this work.
I don't fully understand the reason that so many people are asking for a select committee and why that is so much potentially better than having all these diverse committees. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Now, I don't know all of the details what a select committee can do, but my understanding, Bruce, is a select committee can go a little deeper,
mm-hmm.
and also you'll have a specific budget to focus on just this one issue, as opposed to doing it in the larger House committees.
And in my opinion, from what I understand, it won't get lost in the shuffle.
Right. So it's a specific committee that is dedicated to the Benghazi issue, and with that means that they will be able to dive in depth into the issue, bring in wet witnesses, and do the sort of investigation that they believe needs to be done on Benghazi.
Well, I hope that happens. You know, there's one other MO that I think now has become very, very clear. Obama, for maybe the first time back-to-back-to-back, has really looked foolish, no matter how much you love him, in the recent press conferences. And what seems to be the MO is they like to condemn it and say we're looking into it, and then they never look into it. So they condemn it. This is horrible. We're looking. We don't want to speak up till we know the facts. So, you know, we don't know if it's an act of terror or a video. So, but we're looking into it. Then nothing happens until the press or intrepid other people put out the effort and force their hand. And then again, Jay, whatever his name is, the mouthpiece. What a thankless job. But
Jay Carney.
Yeah,
I mean, Carney.
He comes up with his excuses. Well, we don't know enough yet, but we're going to look into it. And then they just hope that something else comes up. Frankly, I think they probably wish the Boston bombing happened now, not 3 weeks ago, so that it would distract from all this. Then they could just, you know, be focused on the tragedy that happened in Boston. Unfortunately, the timing doesn't work well for them because there's nothing else to overshadow these events. I'm not too heated.
It's true. No. I mean, I'm taking it all in. I mean, this is a difficult time for the Obama administration. They have three situations that need to be handled, and they're going to have to figure out how they sort through it. But in the meantime, there is pressure. There's more people coming forward regarding the IRS saying, let me tell you about my story.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about my story. I mean,
every day,
there's a new situation. You know, some group is telling you how they've been treated. And it's even more outrageous than the last story you heard.
And now, thankfully, the mainstream media is listening to them. We're nearly out of time. Do you have any final words? And very quickly, of course, let our listeners know where they can find you, Sherilyn.
I think everybody should be following this story all three of these stories closely, because it cuts to the core of what are the principles of our country, of freedom, liberty, and let's face it, liberty and freedom have been questioned and have been put to the test here on these three situations. AP, you know, maybe we need to look at the Shield Law. With respect to IRS not fairly being treating organizations equally, and finally Benghazi, because we have lives that have been lost.
I couldn't agree with you more. Again, very quickly, where can my listeners and readers
find
you?
Thank you to your listeners. They can find me on Twitter at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Lebon, L-E-B-O-N, and on Facebook, Sherilyn Harley Lebon.
All right. Terrific. Thank you so much. If you have time, I hope I'll see you at Dad Chat tonight or any week. And let's see what goes on between now and when we speak next week.
Much. Always a pleasure, Bruce.
Likewise. We will be back with Spiritual Talk with Pastor Drew Sams after these messages.
He was the kind of man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him a-crying like a little whip pup because of love.